This is Colourful Radio.
Good morning, Keith.
Good morning and greetings. How are you?
How are you? I'm very well, thank you. You sound as if you're marvellous, Keith. Absolutely marvellous.
Oh, we are very excited out here. I'm out here with my wife, Camille, and we're just enjoying the moment. It's definitely a moment in history, a time in history that we've all been waiting for. We're probably the first wave of a group of folks that are outside the Capitol, probably about 600 yards from the Capitol. They just opened up the gates. Everybody's out here cheering and screaming and just having a great time with family, people from out of town, across the country. So, I mean, it's a really exciting moment right now.
Oh, I'm sure it is. And Keith, you mentioned that you're from out of town. So where are you from exactly?
Well, I'm from New York City, and I'm just here visiting just for the weekend with my wife.
Uh-huh.
And I was staying with a couple of friends who are actually from England. And, you know, it's just a great feeling. And when we came in, we saw probably about maybe close to about 300 buses. So it gives you some type of perspective about how many folks are actually coming here just early in the morning.
Right, because it's about 5:30 in the morning, isn't it, right there in Washington?
It's a little bit after 5:30. It's still dark. Like nothing. It's probably the sun's going to come up probably about the next hour. We've got a quarter of a moon out here.
Mm-hmm.
The Capitol is brightly lit. The element is just the mood is just set for a wonderful day.
Wow, it sounds glorious when you talk about it's lit. And how many people do you think are there at the moment? Because it's 20 to 6. Right there in Washington, D.C. How many people do you think are there at the moment?
I would predict anywhere to about maybe 60 to 70,000 right now.
I'm actually
right in between the Capitol and the monument, close to the Capitol. And right now the crowd is pushing probably about halfway the distance back towards the monument. So it's starting to fill.
Wow. And Keith, do you have tickets for this event?
I do. We're clicking some pictures, and if I can send you some, that would be great, too.
Oh, it would be. So now, I believe that the gates actually open. Do they not open at 8 o'clock for the mall?
I'm sorry?
What time do the gates open to the mall?
The gates open. We're supposed to originally open at 7 o'clock, but they opened it earlier. The congestion was backed up all the way to the train station.
Yes.
I mean, it took us probably about 35 minutes just to come out the train. And it filtered in. It was just packed all the way through the gate. So I guess they had no choice but to open the gate so early, which was a good sign.
Yeah, I'm glad they did, because I did wonder about the crowds. I knew that loads of people would try to get there early, so I'm so glad they've actually opened the gates early. My goodness. So what is the weather like, Keith, over there?
It's about 20 degrees right now, but, you know, surrounded by a bunch of folks, it's like 80.
Yeah.
And the spirit is also like 80, 90 degrees as well.
Absolutely.
But,
it's summer all around.
It's incredible.
It really is.
What's so incredible about it is that, you know, so many people planning to get here early, what you thought was early, but there are probably thousands of people that thought this had the same idea.
Yes.
And, you know, we plan to get here early, but there are thousands of people who were planned early before, so.
I know, and there's still more people to come later on as well. So, Keith, is this the first inauguration ceremony that you and your wife have been to?
It is. There's a two-part. There's actually the inauguration ceremony, which takes place early at 12 noon, followed
yes.
by the parade.
Yes.
And they have it sectioned off. Most are actually going to be probably half the amount of people at the parade route. But what they have it sectioned off, so if you're attending the inaugural ceremony itself, you can't really physically mobilize yourself to go witness the parade as well. So.
Mm-hmm. And good. And why did you and your wife decide to actually come to this inauguration party?
Even if you have
well, this has just been a passion that's been built, and we follow Obama for the past 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and it's actually just a stepping stone, a memento moment in our history, just looking at the obstacles that were placing before him just to get to this point. But, you know, he represents the life experiences of most African Americans here who try to excel, do well for their families. He speaks the same tone, he says the same words, he has the same heart. So you really feel connected with him. So spiritually, you know, I think it's just a divine moment. All the elements were right, the timing was right. Who had ever known? With all the things I put in front of him that he accomplished this. It's incredible.
It is. It really is. And thank you so much for speaking to us on Colourful Life this morning. Enjoy your day.
Thank
I'm sure you will, Keith. Enjoy your day.
This is Colourful Radio.